Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael here. You are listening to a very important previously broadcast Faith and Freedom show. Stand by, listen up, take notes. We're here for you here at Liberty Works Radio Network. Again, I challenge you to check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. I will also say that our faithfreedoms.net has been getting a lot of visits lately. Did a show on October 9th talking about the issues of the perceptions or the, the ideas of the Socialist Party USA. We talked to Brian Moore, who's a local, and he ran for the Socialist Party for the President of the United States. He was the nomination of the Socialist Party. Got about 6,000 votes, and that's not a lot considering how many people are in America. But I say that if you are of the socialist persuasion, your best bet, in fact, the most influential and most aggressive of the socialists in America happen to have won many offices in America, many high offices in America. It's quite amazing, and I consider it, as I'm looking at it, as a socialist revolution of November 2008. It may be in history. Somebody else is going to sit back and go, oh my goodness, somebody has properly connected the dots when they said that. It was socialist revolution. Now, America, I'll tell you what, I wonder, should we get a T-shirt rally going? Veterans for Socialism. Is that what we need today? I wonder, because how about a T-shirt that says, I'm an American. I fought World War II to make America free for socialism. Now, I will tell you that America, people have died to keep America free, to have socialists convey their ideas. I don't know that veterans gave of their lives so that the U.S. government could be used as a mechanism to basically institute socialism in kind of a clandestine way. In kind of a way that you didn't go to everybody in America and say, hey, these are the ideas of socialism. These are the ideas that made the nation strong and great that aren't in agreement with socialism. How would you, America, feel about instituting this practice? What happened was people, by subterfuge in many ways, well, essentially took over the academic realm of the nation and other parts of the earth. And then through the academic realm, they have basically, I'm going to use the word inculcated, basically poured into the very depths of the minds of young people in America. And they've done it while we were being entertained, watching TV through, and I would say a lot of socialists will badmouth the materialism aspect, and that's true. It's called idolatry. The biblical perspective would be idolatry. But they'll talk about the materialism and the materialist drive in America, in one sense, the industriousness of those in America, those very some smart people, industrious people, ambitious people that even just the ambition was healthy and wanted to do good things, has yielded great physical comforts and things like that. But at the same time, it has done a lot of provided a lot of gratifications that we probably should not have embraced. But so it has its good points and its bad points. But while everybody was consuming these things and gratifying themselves through entertainment and other wonderful blessings of this industrial age, so to speak, they weren't paying attention to what was going on. And so, folks, you have right before your very eyes at this point, a bloodless coup. And it's always good to have a coup that's bloodless, isn't it? A bloodless coup where essentially your country and your freedom is being cast off just moment by moment by moment. In fact, right now, there's people in Washington that are negotiating your enslavement. It's happening before your very eyes. It's not, they're not negotiating my enslavement. I'm a little bit removed from this. They're negotiating your enslavement. And I'll bring up on this show, not because I have a political bent against it. It's because I have forced myself to investigate these issues on what I say is a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And so the conclusion that I have is I'm trying to be as objective as possible, step back and go, folks, it's happening right now. It's happening. I would think it's happening so boldly that I thought the climate of America was still such that people understood what these things are and what's going on, and that they would not tolerate it, and that there would be an uprising and an accountability that would be carried out by the people of America, that they'd be tuning in. There's enough news about this healthcare plan. You would think that it would have been nipped in the bud 6 months ago. It's had obstacles, but the bulldozer is still pushing along. You know, it's hit the minefield, but the mine detectors and mine avoidance systems are bypassing the obstacles, and they're pressing on. So what's going to happen is it's a mechanism of martial law to where the state is, think about this. A doctor is going to be the enforcement agent to find out who has not paid their socialist tax under the guise of medical insurance, that you have not completely, you're not basically paying tribute to the socialist state, and it's going to be policed at the doctor's office. How about that? People are going to be afraid to go to the doctor's office. Think about the idea of, well, I'm really thinking about whether I should go to the doctor right now because I can't afford it. Well, that's $100. What about, I really got to think about going to the doctor right now because if I go to the doctor, it's going to cost me $3,800. You know, which I don't have in my bank account. So even if they tried to just pull it right out of my bank account, something would happen to me. You know, basically, you're going to increase part of this, a new stimulus plan. If you think about it this way, it's going to increase a particular industry. If you would like to work for the IRS, it's probably a good climate to do it starting next year. I think they're going to need help because they're going to have lots of opportunities to expand some of their activities. So if you like administration and accounting, you like working with people, you might want to consider that as a new career. If you're trying to think of a career change, you're out of a job right now, you might want to take up typing and phone skills. You know, maybe go to a little paralegal course where you can learn how to file different things in courts to put liens on people's property and things like that. I mean, that's something. That's a new industry that's coming right. It's just right around the corner. Of course, keep in mind, too, with this climate, we just talked about an article where we talked about decreasing the number of babies. Hey, if it's that important, if it's really going to help the CO2, maybe we can have state mandated decrease of babies. Maybe we can have penalties. You know, there's such a thing as tax credits, and then, of course, there's penalties. And maybe we can have that coming. So now the problem is, so think about it, if you're in the construction business, it may be a good time of your life to stop and think about a career change, because if there are no people, there's no need for an increase of housing. That's something to think about. So it's very, I apologize. I'm going to have to apologize because of today. I'm thinking this is just, it's almost, again, it's another Debbie Downer day. UN report says gender is not static. It's changeable. And a lot, I will just tell you, I have read the Socialist Party's platform. And when I read things that are coming out of the UN and the global climate change and a lot of this weird stuff that's going on, implementing and stimulus packages to licentious activities, to promote licentious activities that are ultimately destructive to society, well, each of these articles have a tendency to match what the Socialist Party's views and goals are. So undermining family and promoting those things that, of course, don't procreate and essentially are gratifications of midsections and things like that for unnatural ways. CNSnews.com, a counterterrorism report that has been presented to the United Nations General Assembly would bend the UN's definition of gender. And this is one of those examples of sometimes you hear about bills going before Congress and they And they're kind of one of these things where you see it rides on another bill. There's a bill about one item, but they slap something in it to ride along with it to get passed that has nothing to do with it. They don't have in Congress a single subject rule like they have in the Constitution of Florida. Well, this looks like something's showing up in the United Nations, too. And so, again, the tough part is that we're talking about United Nations. It's having the force and effect as if it were lawful. And that's what's scary about it. It isn't. The report written by UN Special Rapporteur Martin Scheinin is titled Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms While Countering Terrorism. So we're going to use terrorism as a way to... you got to watch this, because what's going to happen is eventually they're going to define what a terrorist is or things that are terrorism ultimately that have nothing to do with that. In fact, they may be an act of love toward their neighbor, their fellow neighbor or society will be classified as an act of terrorism. Some of the things that I say on this air, on these airwaves, to provoke thought and to get people back to a reference of realism and reality. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll say things, and very well, by these new definitions, I may be classified as a terrorist. Michael Savage, he's being excluded from the UK as a terrorist because he says provocative things. Freedom! Freedom! Protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms while countering terrorism. While the main focus of the document is gender-based issues that arise from counterterrorism efforts, the report's definition of gender that has generated opposition. Quote, while many of the measures discussed in the report relate to the human rights of women, Scheinin wrote in his report, gender is not synonymous with women and instead encompasses the social constructions that underlie how women's and men's roles, functions, responsibilities, including in relation to sexual orientation and gender identity, are understood. So we're going to further this with a new global. It's in the Socialist Party's viewpoint and agenda. And folks, it's just in concurrence with Marx's great prophetic view here. Scheinin wrote, gender is not static. It is changeable over time and across context. Understanding gender as a social shifting construct rather than as a biological and fixed category is important. See, there's no law, is there? And no religion, too. Thank you, John Lennon. Because it helps to identify the complex and interrelated gender-based human rights violations caused by counterterrorism measures. To understand the underlying causes of these violations, design strategies for countering terrorism that are truly non-discriminatory and inclusive of all actors. So it may be, hey, Austin Roos, president of the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute, slammed the report in an interview with CNSnews.com. And he said, if the General Assembly accepts this document, then his definition of gender will enter in once more to UN debate. And this definition of gender, this radical definition of gender, will get an added impetus because it's been in a report by a special rapporteur that's been accepted by the General Assembly. Rather than to go on too much here, is it possible that this spokesperson from the Catholic Church will be eventually, in short order, labeled a religious extremist and a terrorist, a verbal terrorist? That's kind of weird stuff that's going on these days. By including such broad topics as a social construct of men and women's roles, sexual orientation, and gender identity, they, that's the UN, dilutes the important purpose of this report, have managed to turn this into something that looks more like some politically correct corporate human resources manual. Okay. Okay, so we're going to come back and talk about some of these things. Tune in. Give us a call, 888-850-1872. Again, at 420, I'm going to say something insane. So all you atheist friends, please tune in and give me a call at 888 and tell me what you think about it. 888-850-1872. We'll be back.